Sunday morning, May 18th, 1980, 8:32 a.m., you're standing where Mount St. Helens changed everything in a matter of minutes. For 2 months, the mountain had been giving warnings, earthquakes, steam venting from new cracks, but nothing could prepare anyone for what was about to happen. 13 miles away, 84-year-old Harry Truman was at his Spirit Lake Lodge. This World War I veteran and mountain man had refused all evacuation orders. "If the mountain goes," he'd told reporters, "I'm going with it." At exactly 8:32 a.m., a magnitude 5.1 earthquake triggered the largest landslide in recorded history. The entire north face, over 1,300 feet of peak, collapsed in seconds. The lateral blast that followed moved faster than sound itself. 670 miles per hour, geologist David Johnston, 6 miles away, managed one final radio transmission. "Vancouver, Vancouver, this is it." Then silence. In 6 minutes, 230 square miles of old-growth forest was flattened. Harry Truman's lodge vanished under 150 feet of debris. The ash column rose 15 miles high, turning Yakima dark at noon. 57 people died, but something remarkable happened in the years that followed. Life found a way back. Today, purple lupines push through the ash. Roosevelt elk graze on new growth. You're standing in one of the world's largest natural laboratories, where scientists learned that recovery happens faster and in more surprising ways than anyone expected. Mount St. Helens changed volcanology forever. It gave us our first real-time view of how mountains explode and how life rebuilds from nothing. The mountain is still active, still growing, still reminding us that we live on a dynamic, ever-changing planet.